take your Bibles this morning and open them up to the Book of Luke. Thank you. Somebody got it. If you like Luke, turn to Luke, the 19th chapter this morning. And as we join together on this Palm Sunday, 2024. How many of you are aware that Jesus can only triumph over our sins through repentance? Please rise if you have your Bible open to Luke, the 19th chapter. I'm going to begin here this morning in verse 28. And when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem, and it came to pass when he was come nigh to Bethpage in Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, into which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, Why do ye loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, Because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them, and as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Father God, as we come today, O Lord, that we would see you, that we would hear you, that we would hear the voice of God as we have never heard the voice of God. And, O Lord, that our finite eyes could see that which is infinite this morning. Holy God, high and lifted up, watching over us, knowing what is taking place in our lives and in the lives of this nation. O God, help us this morning. Help us to see, help us to hear. Lord God, would you remove the scales from our eyes? Would you remove the stops from our ears that we might truly hear, that we might truly see, that we would repent, that we might be revived? In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, that day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem, it may have been a day, perhaps like today. You know, isn't it interesting that yesterday we were in a cloud of fog. You couldn't see very far at all. We couldn't even see up the back hill. But then today the clouds have been removed and the sun is shining bright, and it just brings such hope to your spirit. Well, that day in Jerusalem, it might have been a day like this. People were filled with hope. They're laying down their palm branches. They're shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. There were many onlookers caught up in the frenzy of the moment, excited to see the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Little did they realize what he was soon going to face as he went through what Bible scholars refer to as his Passion Week. As we study the historical records of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, we are left in breathless wonder at the meaning and magnitude of it. And years have passed since that day. When I think about us as a people, Americans, citizens of the United States. When I think about our nation, oh, how we have fallen far, far from God. We've gone away back from God. Here in America, we have literally. They passed laws turning our back on God. We have said, God, get out of America. We've passed laws telling God we don't need him. We have become a culture of apostates. Apostasy means turning away from God, and sadly, many Christians, many who name the name of Christ, have turned their back on their Savior and have walked away. Living the life of apostasy, turning away from God. We are seeing our nation in an apostate state. And yet, there are Christians, as I mentioned just a moment ago, all around the world. There are Christians in the United States who are looking for a significant moment, a significant day, a day that has been promised to us, a day when the trump will sound, the shout will come, and heavenward we go, the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with the Lord in the air. Oh, we sing that song, one sweet day I'll just fly away, and oh, one day that's going to come true. There's a day, I'm telling you, that we need to be praying because God is coming. Are you aware that repentance is the way to victory? Are you aware that the last call of God to his church in the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, is repent, repent? What does it mean to repent? It simply means to turn from your sin, turn to God, and follow him. Yet we as a nation, and even many Christians, have failed to repent, and Jesus knew this would be so. Now I prayed in my prayer that we might have an ear to hear. I hope you have that. I hope you have a heart to receive, because Jesus knew it would be so. And I want you to listen to these words that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Do you know, brothers and sisters, that there is a criteria for entering into heaven, and it is repentance. It is turning away from sin, following God, taking up your cross, following him, doing the Master's will. It means surrendering my life, your life, for the life that he and only he can give us. Oh, I'll tell you, we're living in a day where people just, it's like chewing their gum, just chawing away. Well, I think I give my heart to Jesus today. I'm just going to go pray that pretty little prayer. I'm good to go. Then I'm going to go out and live any old way I darn well please. I can still live in sin. I can do. You cannot. You cannot. And the reason you cannot is for everything you see going on in the United States of America today. Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. And I will say to them, away from me, I never knew you. Now I want you to know something this morning. All men can be saved, but in order to be saved, every man must repent of their sins and place their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ. This is a day of global repentance. Biblical Christians all over the world understand the nations of this world have turned away from God. And biblical Christians know the only hope for this world is revival, and revival always and only comes when God's people repent. We have God's word on this. This is what God says. If my people, I've preached on this before, this is familiar to you. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now this morning, I'm humbly asking you as your pastor on this Palm Sunday, for everyone in this sanctuary, for everyone online, to simply do what Holy Scripture commands us to do. Examine yourselves. Whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate? I'm not asking you to look over at your neighbor and examine them. I'm asking you, dear, to examine yourself. Don't look at your wife and examine her husband. You look at yourself and examine yourself. Wife, you do the same. The Bible is very clear. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. What is a reprobate? It's someone who can't tell the difference between right and wrong. It's someone who calls evil good and good evil. It is someone whose heart doesn't break over the things that break the heart of God. Let me ask you a question this morning. Does your heart break over the things that break the heart of God? We've handed you a paper this morning. Do you think that God isn't brokenhearted that the drug companies of this world are pushing this agenda before the Supreme Court and asking for a ruling, and you have the opportunity to say, God, stop it. It breaks my heart that we're killing children. Oh, I never thought I'd be a pastor, let alone be a pastor handing out a paper like we handed out this morning. But this old world is fallen far away. We got a long way back from what we say the good old days or the old time religion. Friend, as God's children, we are commanded by God to pray for ourselves and our nation. Now, I have my opinion. We all know what opinions are worth. But I'm going to ask you for your opinion. Does your opinion agree with my opinion that America has gone a long way away from God? Are you aware that the United States was created by God's miracle? In His perfect timing, moving through greatly outnumbered but passionate, Holy-inspired individuals seeking the liberty of Christ instead of the tyranny of kings. Friends, knowing they needed His hand, the Continental Congress held 8 days of humiliation, fasting, and prayer during the 7-year Revolutionary War. After His miracles brought victory in the war, issues arose between the states under those weak Articles of Confederation. So delegates gathered at Philadelphia in 1787 to attempt to resolve the divisions. And at the beginning of the convention, George Washington, the hero of the Revolutionary War, upon being voted the head of the convention, said, and I quote, "Let us raise a standard to which the wise and honest can repair. The event is in the hand of God." I want you to know that meeting was like some Baptist meetings. Divisions arose. But they didn't fight among one another like people do today. They got down and they began to pray. And they held devotions every morning. And then all of a sudden, divisions began to be healed. And at the conclusion of the convention in 1787, where by God's providence a way was found to connect the states into a stronger liberty-based union, one lady asked Benjamin Franklin what the delegates had created. Franklin said, and I quote, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it." when George Washington was inaugurated on August the 30th of 1789, his classic inaugural address cited the providence of God and his bestowing on us as a nation the sacred fire of liberty. Now, 248 years later, a strong case can be made that we have not kept it. We've lost God's liberty. Essentially, by leaving God out of our schools, out of our national dialogue, and removing God from our law. We have disregarded the hand of God, which George Washington spoke about. A broken border, crime in the streets, catastrophic debt, foreign wars, uneducated, sexually confused children, corrupt politicians, legalized sexual perversions, the ongoing killing of innocents, idols instead of the living God, all point to the imminent failure of this earlier God-based republic. And if we do not turn, God's judgment is looming. At the same time, the living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, upon which the United States of America was based, has a destiny for this nation which is not nearly complete. That destiny is the spreading of liberty in Jesus Christ to a world starved for His truth. Our great and our living God provides in His Word in several places a simple but profound process that can be taken by which a people, a nation, can be forgiven of its sins and healed of its brokenness. It's simple. It's called repentance. And repentance is the way to victory. Repentance is admitting that we have failed God. And the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And friends, we've sinned. And there's no getting around it. God sent His reluctant prophet. We all know the story of Jonah. Oh, Jonah, God said, Jonah, you going down to Nineveh, you're going to preach repentance. And Jonah finally went into Nineveh. And I think Jonah reminds me a little bit of the church. We know what we're supposed to do. We just don't want to do it. But Jonah finally got around to doing what he was supposed to do. And he went down and he preached, repent, repent, repent. And that old Nineveh and its old ungodly king, that heathen king and his people, they fasted, they prayed, and they repented. And God relented. Repentance is the way to victory. Repentance is the way to revival. Our great God has said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And our forefathers, they knew the process of repentance. And they used it over 800 times. Now, you know as well as I do, we're living in a day and age when people think they come and they pray that pretty little prayer, I've repented, that's it, I don't need to repent ever again. How foolish can we be? They used it over 800 times. And starting with the pilgrims over 400 years ago. Are you aware Congress has instituted National Days of Prayer, but the last call by the White House or Congress for a national day of prayer, fasting, and repentance was in 1918, 106 years ago. We've had national days of prayer, but not as yet days of prayer and repentance. Is it any wonder we find ourselves as a people in a nation where we are today on this Palm Sunday, so far away from the right hand of God's blessing? This Palm Sunday coincides with the celebration of the Feast of Purim found in the book of Esther. Purim points to our nation's Judeo-Christian roots and the living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Purim celebrates the hand of God and faith and courage in Him, leading to the triumph of good over evil and victory of a godly people and nation precious to the Lord. America, in this age of God's grace, was to the world a nation blessed by God. But we have turned aside. And it breaks my heart. We have turned aside. God help us. The rainbow belongs to God. It is a sign in the sky. It is a reminder of God's promise that He will never again destroy the earth by flood. And we have taken the rainbow and our godly president lit up the White House in the colors to put forth the LGBTQIA plus agenda. God help us! They have taken what is God's promise and desecrated it. And now we have in our nation Pride Month. We have a generation of Carters growing up who are going to believe the rainbow stands for pride instead of standing for God. God help us. We have turned away from God. As the prophet of Isaiah spoke to the nation of Judah long ago because they had turned away from God. So Isaiah could be describing America today. You listen. You write these verses down. Go back and study them. Isaiah 1 and 23. Thy princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loveth gifts and followeth after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come unto them. Isaiah 5:20-23, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength, to mingle strong drink, would justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteousness from him. Isaiah 10:1-2. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees and that write grievousness which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey and that they may rob the fatherless. Isaiah 29:15. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord and their works are in the dark and they say, who seeth us and who knoweth us? Isaiah 31:1. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. God help us. Daniel, 70 years later, praying a prayer of repentance for the nation of Israel as their 70 years of captivity was coming to an end in Babylon. How did Daniel know it? Because he did what most Christians don't do today. He read the Bible. We have the greatest freedom to read the Bible in all the world. Do you realize America is the most biblically illiterate nation in the world? God help us. God help us. Daniel praying on his knees, looked up to heaven, and he prayed, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love Him and to them that keep His commandments. We have sinned. Isn't that interesting? Daniel says, we have sinned. Daniel had been taken as a small boy from Judah, and he's living in captivity. He's now over 70 years old, and he owns the sins of his nation. You might be thinking, well, Pastor, I don't do some of those things that are going on out there. Friend, if you're an American, we all own it. It's just like being in a church. We all know we're supposed to tithe. If you don't tithe, Well, you hinder the work of the church. We all own it. We're all together in this. We're the family of God. We're Americans. We all own our sin. We have sinned, Daniel wrote, and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servant the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as at this day. Isn't it interesting? God speaking about the swamp in Washington. How many of you would agree with me that politics has become nothing more than confusion of faces? Nobody knows what's right. And it's right here in the Holy Word of God. To the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel. And we could put in there to the men of America, to the inhabitants of Washington, and to all America that are far off through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God. O, the precious promise, the great love of God, belongeth mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. This middle cross, redemption's price has been paid. The love of God is available to all. No matter how bad we've sinned, God loves us in spite of our sin. Have you rebelled against the commandments of the Lord? Know this, mercy and forgiveness is available to those who repent, because repentance is the way of victory. Has this once mighty nation, America, been reduced to trouble, division, and confusion face? Know this, forgiveness and mercy are available if we will humble ourselves and pray and repent, because repentance is the way of victory. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on this Palm Sunday, he looked at the excited people. And this is what the Bible says. Your Bible's still open. Luke 19, find verse 41. Oh, friend, can you just imagine the heart of Jesus? And when he was come near, he beheld the city. And the people are shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. They're praising God. And the Bible says, and Jesus wept over it. You see it there in verse 41. Saying, if thou hadst known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave thee in one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. For over 2,000 years, the church has been preaching about the suffering servant who came and died on Calvary's cross to save us from our sins, providing for you and I through repentance salvation for any whosoever the world over who will repent. There is a pathway. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There is only one road to heaven. There is only one way, and that way is Jesus. And right now, today, you and I are on one cross or the other. If you could choose the cross you want to be on, which one would it be? Are there sins you need to repent of this morning? Are you all that God would have you be right now? You may be here, you may be truly saved, but there are those things in you that the Holy Spirit of God is saying to your heart right now, this is not right. This is not right. You know it as sure as I'm standing here saying it to you. You're not as holy as you ought to be. And if Jesus were to come today, if Jesus were to come this very moment for His bride, the church, how would you want Him to find you? Are you ready for the wedding day? You may be here this morning, you've never been saved. And I want to tell you, it's not too late to get saved. You may be here this morning and think you are saved, but you realize all of a sudden you are not saved at all. It's not too late. This cross, for over 2,000 years, this cross has been speaking. People say, well, God doesn't speak audibly today. Yes, He does. Just look at the cross. He speaks every single day through the cross of Jesus Christ. You see, it's not that God isn't speaking, it's that we're not listening. We're not looking. We're not paying attention to what God is doing. Would you agree, dear brothers and sisters, with all of the things that are going on in our nation, we ought to be on our knees, if for nothing else, just to pray for our nation. Now I'm going to invite you to come this morning as I pray. We're going to close this service differently than we do. We're not going to sing a song this morning. I'm just going to invite you to come and kneel at this altar and you share with God all that's in your heart. And if you can't kneel at this altar, I'm going to invite you to come just sit in these front pews. Don't worry about what others do. Their opinion don't count anyway. One day you're going to stand before God and you're going to stand there all alone, just you and God, and you're going to give an account for your life. You're not going to give, I won't give an account for my Michelle. She's not going to give an account for me. I won't give an account for my children. I won't even give an account for you. I'm going to give an account for me. There is one who is righteous. There is one who's the judge of all the earth. There is one whom we will all stand before one day. His name is King Jesus. He came the first time as the suffering servant. He's coming as the King of Kings, and He's coming as the Lord of Lords. He's coming as the conquering God of all creation. Now I'm going to begin praying. And if God is speaking to your heart, you come this morning. You just come. Oh God, the Father, Creator of heaven and earth, have mercy upon us. Oh God, the Son, the Redeemer of the whole world, have mercy upon us. Oh God, the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier of all who are faithful, have mercy upon us, O Lord. Father God, remember not, Lord Jesus, our offenses. Neither reward us according to our sins. Spare us, good Lord. Spare your people whom you have redeemed by your precious blood. In your mercy, O Lord, preserve us forever. Spare us, good Lord, from all the evil and all the wickedness, all sins from the schemes and assaults of the enemy of life, from everlasting condemnation. Save us, O God. From all blindness and arrogance of heart, from our pride, our conceit, and our hypocrisy, from our envy, our malice, from our indifference, our self-satisfaction, our passive affection, substituted for true love. Oh, good Lord, save us. Restore us, O God. Father, from all perverted, sinful, and inappropriate affection, from the counterfeits and shadow constructs of this world, the flesh and the sin and the devil. Save us. Oh, being in our lives this morning. From all false teaching, false thoughts, false words, false visions of God. From the splits within the body of Christ, the church. From the hardness of heart and from contempt of your word, your commandments, and your whole revelation. Oh, good Lord, awaken and heal us. From such natural disasters as earthquakes, flood, fire, and cataclysmic storm, drought, disease, and famine the world over. Good Lord, rescue us. From oppression and rebellion and subversion inside and outside the structures of a government. Good Lord, set us free. Oh, Father.